We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's part of spring training 1.0 and would have been part of spring training 2.0. You know, we're going to focus on the guys that are here or are getting back to Pittsburgh. We feel in a relative sense that relief pitching, bullpen is a relative area of depth and strength for the team. And, you know, we still feel that way today.
Ben Cherington on Edgar Santana getting popped for a performance-enhancing substance. Man, these things used to be a much bigger deal. When guys got busted for steroids or PEDs, the scarlet letter that would be put on the guy, branded a cheater. Yeah, I could hear Ron Cook just railing against the person for besmirching baseball. Black eye for baseball.
You're a pathetic person, you know that?
And that just doesn't happen anymore. I think we've come to accept we're numb to that. You know, the only guys who seem to really pay a ponderous, onerous price for using PEDs are the guys who lie about it. The guys who get away with it for a while and get caught. Barry Bonds, Rafael Palmeiro, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa, Alex Rodriguez, definitely Ryan Braun, who still gets booed in Pittsburgh, still gets treated like persona non grata. Those are the guys who really pay for it. Francisco Cervelli uses PEDs, and it's when the moon hits your eye, blah, 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 blah. We love them. You know, like, it's so silly to me. It's so funny. You know, if you're a nice guy, you said I screwed up. Andy Pettit, oh, no big deal. We still love you. You were a clutch postseason pitcher. You're Sammy Sosa. You hit 600 home runs. You'll never step foot back in Wrigley Field or Cooperstown, you jerk. I mean, it's just wild. You know, Starling Marte. When you hear the name Starling Marte, do you think cheater? He missed half a season. And that was 2016 when, you know, the Pirates were still a team that we looked at with big expectations, letting his teammates down. Big expectations, you don't hear those words thrown around with the 2020 Pirates even in a 60-game season. But my God, just some of the reporting that's out there on Edgar Santana, you'd think the Pirates lost Goose Gossage for this short season. You'd think, based on some of the things out there, that they just lost Mariano Rivera 2.0 for spring training 2.0, Craig. I know, and I'll just set you up here. This is Blowing Hot Air, brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling and Rheem. Visit aphvac.com.
I mean, the Santana thing didn't sit well with me this weekend. All these people talking about, this is a huge loss, this is going to be a big setup, man. And I get it was somewhat of a procedural move in different times, calling for different circumstances, but it was still a guy that they sent down to AAA back in March. Things were different. It wasn't a typical demotion. But if you have a good pitcher that you view as your seventh inning setup man, I don't even think that's a paper move you make to send that guy down to AAA. Yet that's what they were thinking about with him.
Yep.
That, to me, tells me a lot about Edgar
Santana. He had a big spring training. My God, my goodness, how many times have I heard that before?
In the same
about a guy who fell on his face. Oh, Juan Nicasio, what a spring training. And then he went into the Pirates rotation and got absolutely destroyed.
And the same people who will tell you he had a good spring and that means something will also be the first person to discredit somebody else who had a good spring that they don't expect much from. So throw that out the window.
The guy had a pretty solid out-of-nowhere 2018 for the Pirates, Tommy John. When a pitcher comes off Tommy John surgery, do not expect them in their first year back to be good. It takes time. Guys recover from Tommy John, and it's not a career ender anymore. It's not a career killer. But this idea that the Pirates lost someone that was considered vital to any chance they had this year is nonsense. You're right. They sent him down to AAA.
Even if it's a procedural move, they still did it. That tells you that, I mean, this isn't a seventh inning, eighth inning type guy then, right? You're not going to do that.
Here's Mackey today in the Post-Gazette. Without Santana, the Pirates will likely rely on some combination of Michael Feliz, Richard Rodriguez, and Nick Birdie.
Those all feel like Edgar Santana type guys to me anyways.
Those guys are not good. Birdie blew out his arm last April. Richard Rodriguez is up and down. And Michael Feliz is one of the trivia answers to a trivia question about, Garrett Cole. So. Has the Vegas win total changed now that Edgar Santana is
not
out?
Not even it, by half a game.
Has it gone down from 25 to 19 maybe?
You'd think.
Edgar Santana, very quick point on him. And then at 3 o'clock, I want to talk about the Patriots. And we're talking about, I think we're spending too much time on the wrong Patriots story today. When I say we, I mean sports media spending we're talking about the wrong Patriots story this afternoon. One more quick point on guys like Santana. This Latin American academy that the Pirates have in the Dominican Republic is a friggin' joke. And I don't say that lightly. It's true. Look at the players that have come out of there. How many have they produced? 3? In 10 years? Santana, Marte, and Polanco. 2 of those guys have gotten popped for PEDs. One of them, to me, is an all... Polanco's a bust. Okay player, but the thought with him was that he was going to, take the Andrew McCutchen torch at some point and be the Pirates' best player. That never happened. Marte was incredibly frustrating. And you're telling me that they invest all this money in the Dominican Republic and the best pitcher they've produced is Edgar Santana? Who is the starting pitcher that's come out of there, Craig? Am I missing anybody?
Nobody I can think of any real note.
Well, even of lesser note, who are the starting pitchers that have come out of their Dominican Academy? Starting pitchers. I can't think of one.
Nah.
And you know what? If they didn't make a big deal about it, maybe I wouldn't harp on it and think about it. But when you tell your fans how important this academy is and how much money you're putting into it, you better get something out of it. Where is the return on investment down there? It's a seventh inning guy and 2 outfielders in like 10 years? Come on. Cruz, I think, is born in the Dominican Republic, but he's not a Pirates guy. They traded for him. They didn't find him, right? They traded Tony Watson for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.